You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100. As we jump into today's trending report, what's trending? Well, obviously the big news out of D.C. was the big inaugural campaign that took place yesterday. Jeremy was laughing about the story about Garth Brooks. Do you want to share that one right now since we're talking about
it? I will, and it's kind of funny because today is National Hugging Day, but he kind of got a jump on it yesterday. Garth Brooks performed at the inauguration ceremony, and he sang a very moving version of Amazing Grace. It was very beautiful, and it's Garth Brooks. I mean, come on. But once he finished and started walking off the stage there, he started shaking hands with the president and the vice president and the former vice president. And then he also rushed down a couple of the aisles and started hugging Barack and Michelle Obama. He hugged Bill and Hillary Clinton. And he didn't stop there. He continued to hug George W. and Laura Bush before he left. And you know you're not supposed to do that right now because of the Rona. But nobody seems upset at Mr. Brooks at all. It's because it is Garth Brooks, right? And he's just so charming and wonderful.
Did he have his big hat on?
Talented. Hold on, give me a minute. Yeah, he did. I like that guy.
Don't you wish one of those former presidents had grabbed his hat and put it on?
I do.
I kind of wish Bill Clinton.
I was going to say, Clinton would have been the one. I'm a cowboy. I'm a cowboy.
Put it on.
Oh, my God. Something women love about a pickup man. Okay. Different artists, though.
There's a lot of other things that went on with the inauguration. I saw a lot of people on social media gushing about the young poet and the performance that she put on. So yep. It was very moving.
Nice, very nice.
What else? You were laughing about all the memes.
Oh my
gosh. Especially the Bernie memes.
They've exploded today. I mean, they were everywhere yesterday, but today's even worse. I just even made one of them my Facebook banner picture just a few minutes ago. The meme game is strong because Bernie Sanders was sitting there at the inauguration in a folding chair watching it, and he basically looked like he had some errands to run after this was over with. He had giant mittens on. He had a Burton snow jacket. His arms were crossed. He looked like he didn't want to be there. And now people have taken that picture of him sitting there with his arms crossed and put him into everything, like sitting on the subway. The one I posted is an old Seinfeld thing. He's sitting on the couch with a couple Seinfeld characters.
And oh, that's great.
It's great this morning, man. He's
well,
the big takeaway.
In his head, he's like, this should have been me.
Well, yeah. You could tell he looked mad.
Anyway, so that took place yesterday. There's a story that's out today saying, can money buy happiness? And we've always, you know, we've been told our whole lives, even when you're young, you know, honey, money can't buy happiness. And the experts are saying, that's a bunch of bunk.
Sure is.
And the new report that's out says even more so. And what they've said is that money equals more control in your life, and that's why it makes you happier. They used to be that they started changing their tune about this, but they said it only went to a certain point. I think they said $75,000 a year, and then after that, it didn't make you any happier. And now they've amended that, and they go, no, the more you make, the
happier
you are.
You get nicer cars, so, better vacations.
Somebody's going to be putting this to the test because in Maryland last night, somebody bought a Powerball ticket, and it paid off $731 million.
So
Jeremy, that's the fifth largest Powerball jackpot ever, I believe they said?
Fourth largest. From what I'm seeing so far, it is the only ticket, you know, because a lot of times if like four people get it, you got to split it. I think mm-hmm. it's just one single ticket's going to get the $730 million.
And what did you say the cash only is?
Like $546, if I recall correctly. And of course, it was all the numbers I was going to choose. 40, 53, 60, 68, 69, Powerball 22. Those are all my numbers.
Dang.
The one time I didn't play.
Idiot.
Mega Millions,
right?
You still
got time to jump in on Mega Millions. That drawing's tomorrow night, and it is up to $970 million, which is essentially $1 billion.
Wow. Wow.
Crazy. Anyway, so that's going on. What else is trending?
Let me roll back into the political stuff just real quick. We were talking about this on the show yesterday. We were wondering if the Trumpinator would leave a note, and it turns out that he did leave a note for Biden in the desk there in the Oval Office.
And this is real, by the way. There were 8,000
also a lot of fake
funny
things.
Jokes going around on social media yesterday, but this is for real.
I saw some reporters asking Biden about it. He said, yes, he did leave a note, and he described it as, quote, very generous. He said he wasn't going to share it, though. He was going to keep it private until he talked with Trump. I don't get permission or something, but they're not going to talk. You know,
I told you they like to keep these usually pretty private.
They
and
do
I think
for
they
a
should.
While. I think
they
so.
Should.
Here's your crap on celebrities. Everybody can breathe a sigh of relief because Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be okay. He got the COVID vaccine. The Terminator showed up in one of the lines out in California, and they poked him in the arm. I think the needle bent when they did it. Because, you know, he's the Terminator. And I did pull a little bit of audio because, gosh, this guy just rides through life on all of his catchphrases, doesn't he? From his movies. Listen to the end of this.
Put that needle down. Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
All right. I just got my vaccine, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone. Come with me if you want to live.
Okay. All right, Arnold.
Come with me if you want to live.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with you. He doesn't look too good. I don't want to be mean, but he's one of my favorite actors of all time.
Are you saying this because of age or because of the mileage? Or
I think it's a little bit of both. Hmm. He's not the Arnold that I grew up with, man.
How old is Schwarzenegger now? Is he 70-something?
He's got to be 70-something. Hey, Alexa.
I'll look it up.
Alexa!
I'll look it up.
And I know he's had, like, some heart issues and couple surgeries, and I feel bad.
He will turn 74 in just a few months.
You know that battle like him and Stallone have had for years on who makes the better movies and who's in better shape? And
are we allowed to pick neither?
I will say Stallone is winning right now. I'm a total dork. I follow Stallone on Instagram. And
in terms of movies or the way they look?
The way he's looking. Stallone's still looking pretty good, and Arnie looks like bad shape. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Let's jump on over to Valentine's Day. The results of a new survey are out this morning on the most disappointing Valentine's Day gifts. I guess some of these are fairly cliche, and people are disappointed in getting a funny card or champagne, underwear, perfume. Lingerie even made the list. I don't like it. It makes me all itchy. Flowers are on there, Dom. Number one, though, furry handcuffs.
Oh,
34% of people would be disappointed in furry handcuffs.
Well, I guess I'm going back to the store.
Yep. Don't want to do that.
The whole list was a little goofy.
Number 10, serenading them. Who does that? I would laugh so hard if I was being serenaded to.
Well, haven't you even jokingly serenaded your wife?
Not really.
Like even as a joke, sing something?
No.
You haven't lived until you've been in the grocery store and they're playing that really bad music. And so as you're with your wife, you just walk down the aisle and you're singing it out loud.
No.
And embarrasses the crap out of her. You haven't done that, huh?
I'm more likely to grab the couple packages of Depends and throw them in the cart, like the big adult diapers, and throw them in and walk away. Mm-hmm. That's my little joke I like to play.
Okay.
All right? Okay.
What else is trending?
You brought up grocery store jokes.
What else is trending?
I don't know if I want to tell you anything else. There's not that much good stuff today. Actually, you were talking about money. There's another survey out this morning saying half of people now say that they're willing to tell their coworkers how much money they make.
Hmm.
And it's mostly the younger you are. The younger you are, you're more likely to get together in the break room and talk with each other about your salaries. And then they say that 50% of people would ask for more money if they found out that coworkers were making more than them. Which is obvious, I guess.
Sure.
Sure. Huh. How much money you make, Dom?
ton.
They bumped me up to $8.50 an hour, man.
Yeah, but that's well deserved because you've been here for a long time. So you deserve. You probably could have gotten away with
solid,
10 an hour.
Solid. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Check out this video that's making the rounds this morning. There's this woman who I guess is terrified of guinea pigs. And her friends were like, I know what to do to cure you. Let's get a guinea pig and put him on your shoulder and just ride around and you'll get used to it and everything will be fine. Turns out the guinea pig decided to burrow into her wig that this woman was wearing. It's a terrifying video. I got no beef with guinea pigs, but if I had one like crawling around on my head and in my hair, I would freak out.
You'd probably pee-pee a little
bit. I would do
you?
The pee-pee dance. Check out the video. It's disturbing. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.